What's good, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. We're getting into the topic of hoe phase today, so let's get right into it. So I wanted to do a podcast about hoe phase because it fucking exists, and all the fucking women who are lying saying, oh, I've never been a hoe. You're a liar. You're lying, sis. You've been a hoe. You've been through your hoe phase before. I feel like every female has had this. So ladies, I'm spilling tea today. I'm sorry, not sorry. It's just funny to me, like the hoe phase and how people try to deny it. So I want to talk about today why the hoe phase exists for fucking people who do not know. So hoe phase usually comes after a bad breakup with someone you was really deeply, strongly in love with. That's usually when the hoe phase occurs. You could say, I'm going to give you some examples. Black China, when Black China and Tyga broke up, I mean, Black China was probably home before then, knowing her, but it seemed like when her and Tyga, like, broke up, she was, like, back to back with niggas. See, the thing where bitches fuck up with the hoe phase is, you could be a hoe in secrecy, bitch, in silence. Why the fuck do you have to take pictures with every nigga that you fucking? Shawty, that shit is not cool. Every time I see somebody do that on Instagram, or like I see celebrities do it, like Amber Rose, bitch, you do it too. I'm sick of fucking Amber Rose. You know, I used to like both of them, but they just really be on too much hoe shit. And I mean, I don't want to call them hoes, but it's like, you shouldn't publicly be fucking putting out there every nigga that you sleep with. Like, I don't understand why the fuck they do that and be looking confused when somebody calls them a hoe. But anyway, like I said, everybody has a hoe phase. I went through my hoe phase right in college. After I was so in, oh my God, I thought I was so in love with this boy when I was 17. It's fucking sickness. I look back on it. I'm just like, what the fuck was I thinking? I was 16. He was 18. And I just thought I was going to marry. We were engaged. So I was going to fucking marry this dude. I just thought I was so in love. And nobody knew me like him. And I just loved him so much. And he was a piece of shit. A piece of shit. Like, that nigga wasn't shit. I can't, like, you ever look back on a person you've been with, like, I can't believe I was so fucking pressed. Like, I'm disgusted with myself that I was so fucking pressed. I look fucking desperate. That's what the fuck I look. So, oh my God. Anyway, I wasn't overly loose like Black China and fucking Amber Rose. But to me, it was too much for my liking. So I had, like, piped down a lot when I came home from college. A lot. Rihanna, you're an honorable mention, sis. I love you, but I ain't necessarily going to say Rihanna was taking pictures with every nigga she was fucking. But it's like, it was too many niggas linked to her. I don't know. They was linking niggas to Rihanna left and right at one point in time. It was like, damn, sis, you just fucking leave me. Okay, sis, I see you. But that was right after the Chris Brown shit. She was like, everybody, you could see how in love she was. Her and Chris was in love with each other. Like, they, you could see that. But, yeah, sis, whole phase came right after Chris. Like I said, it usually comes after a bad breakup. But what I want to know, and this is just going to be a short episode today because it's just a short little thought on my mind. What I want to know is it really like, are we really hoes for sleeping with different men and we're single? Like, does that really make us a hoe? Men who listen to this show, I'm asking you. Or are we just promiscuous? Promiscuous. And promiscuous is having many sexual relationships. But y'all be out here like, y'all really be calling us hoes. And shit, I guess y'all do it so much that we call our, you see me doing a fucking podcast today on hoe phase. So I'm calling us hoes too. But I thought like hoes was when you like selling your pussy. don't know. I say what you want to say. I really think, not saying I would ever go out here and sell my pussy, but let's play 1 + 1 = 2. We're out here. Some of us are out here, and I'm gonna include myself in this too. Some of us are out here giving up free pussy, not getting no fucking benefits. To me, shit, the hoes is doing better. They at least they selling that shit. At least they getting money. That's not saying I'm a fucking prostitute or none of that shit, or I'm not about to be out here selling pussy. But if you just think about it from a logical standpoint, I mean, they is one up on us. I mean, like, we getting dick and nothing else, just dick. And then meanwhile, women be giving all this shit. Or sometimes it's the other way around with men. But I don't know. Food for thought. That's just my opinion. But I just don't understand why it's okay for men to, you know, sleep around and have many sexual relationships and be praised for. But when women do it, we're labeled as hoes. And it's just like, are you fucking serious? I mean, that's how it's been. So I'm over it now. But it just still baffles my mind. I don't get it. Like, we get judged so hard and it's not fair. It's a bad look for anybody. Like, if I date a nigga, he told me he had sex with, like, 1 million bitches. That's not 1 million. Because, let's be honest, it's 2018. Stop asking fucking body counts. Like, that shit is so childish. Oh, how many people you had sex with? Nigga, what you need to be asking is, when the last time you been tested? Like, shit, like, fuck the body count. It doesn't fucking matter. It was before you. It's 2018. It's a childish ass question. Stop fucking asking what's your body count. Like, mind your fucking business. And who the fuck really knows that? Like, I'm gonna sit down, write down all my bodies, and this is how much. Like, none of y'all motherfuckers out here is in a single digit, so shut the fuck up. Like, stop asking that fucking question. And ask more of, when the last time you've been tested? Oh, we need to go get tested. Instead of out here, being out here fucking raw. And I'm gonna do a fucking podcast on unprotected sex. Because that's a whole topic. And I feel strong, a topic that I feel strongly about. But anyway, stop calling us hoes when your mother got kids by 10 different men. Your mom's a hoe. And if, you know, a hoe sells her pussy for money and, you know, gives gifts and stuff, shout out to her too, because bitch, at least you getting something. Fuck it. You getting something out the deal. You ain't just doing it for fucking nothing. Alright, y'all. I'll see y'all on the next episode. I told y'all this was gonna be real short today. It was just a little something that was on my mind, like the whole face situation. See y'all next time.